Could we turn, please, to Micah chapter 2 and those verses I read earlier, verses 6 to 11. And in these verses is a classic example of the social and moral sins of the nation crying out for judgment. Of course, Micah was preaching to the people in Judah. But of course, these words could certainly apply to our nation today. Basically, it's a section which deals with persecuting God's prophets and oppressing God's poor. And Micah is facing great pressure. He's told, basically, don't preach. And this prohibition is against Micah and his fellow prophets who preach the word of God. Basically, they want to stifle any preaching about judgment. I heard recently of a council that was trying to put out an instruction to street preachers. They are not to mention hell. They're not to talk about judgment. They talk about nice things. But it's the word of God has to be preached in its entirety. Micah's told, don't you dare preach a negative message. It's the same today, isn't it? I want to be affirmed today. I want to feel good. I don't want any of that judgment stuff. People then, the people today, don't like straight speaking. But the tragedy is, if the warnings of the prophet are not preached, there's no way that the nation can avoid disaster and disgrace. These people say, we've had as much as we can bear. And the true prophet will subject himself to even public disgrace by exercising his calling. The voice of the opposition do not like to hear the voice of true prophecy. There's a major where these three teenage lads have been given custody orders for a dreadful crime. And a lot of people are outraged by it. I've not heard anyone mention sin and evil. That's why people do these things. Sin, because many of them are evil. People don't like to hear that today. And today, people don't want to hear the gospel. They don't like faithful Christian living. It shows people up. But the truth will out despite what opposition comes. We read in Isaiah in chapter 30 and verse 9, this is a rebellious people, lying children. Children who not hear the law of the Lord, who say to the seers, do not see, and to the prophets, do not prophesy to us right things, speak to us smooth things, prophesy deceits. Get out of the way, turn aside from the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from us. And here, of course, we hear that the nobles have turned on Micah. You should not be addressing social and political issues. They are weary of his ministry. Prohibition on the true prophet, so true today. Preach the word of God, preach judgment, preach about sin, preach about hell. Don't want that. And Micah has to stop. He must stop these severe predictions concerning the kingdom. And God does indeed grant the desire of those who do not want to hear the words of the prophet. People that don't want to hear the gospel, God lets them go. Every so often he'll stop one and minister. So many people walk on by. People have no shame. Never, it would seem, to be shamed into repentance. Not to be ashamed in their ruin. People reject God's authority. And they do that through the persecution of the prophet. But also they do this by rejecting the good will and intention of the Lord in sending these prophets. Remember, it's the Lord that enables the man to stand to preach. And it's his word, we trust, that the man preaches. They always thought that Yahweh was long-suffering. But there is a limit to his patience. And he talks about doings, disasters that lie ahead, described back there in verses 3 to 5. And the Lord asks the question, do not my words bring good to those who walk uprightly? We need to be faithful in keeping covenant stipulations. Deuteronomy chapter 11, 26. Behold, I set before you today a blessing and a curse. The blessing, if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you today, and the curse if you do not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn away aside from the way which I command you today to go after other gods which you have not known. Now the false prophets will not preach these things. There are many places today where you can go and hear a nice, happy, clappy, nice message, comfort, go out feeling with a high. But the pressure, isn't it? We read about it there in verse 11 in Isaiah. Speak smooth words. Isn't it nice to have someone speak smooth words to us? It's nice, smooth, easygoing words. These people who call themselves the people of the Lord, of course, are only that by name only. The Spirit of the Lord is constant and unchanging, and the sufferings they are experiencing, they have brought upon themselves. Micah says they are blinded in their sins. And he seeks to reason with them. And there is a comparison there with, of course, with Jacob. He feared, he worshipped, he obeyed. The ways of God are mercy and truth. These people had such honour and such privileges. And yet they were becoming the worst of God's enemies. But you cannot silence the Spirit of the Lord. How can the words of God do us wrong? God's words do good to those who walk uprightly. And verse 8, more charges against them. People are depicted as acting like their enemies and doing wrong on their fellow citizens. Talks about there of pulling off the robe, stripping off the robe. Its meaning is pillage. Pillage on an unsuspecting people. Plundering people of their garments. And they were attacking people going about their lawful business. It says here, like men returned from war. Enemies to God, enemies to each other. And they robbed travellers, those of their outer and inner garments. They have behaved as enemies to those who trusted them. And again we see proof of their perverseness and their iniquity. And God is so rightly justified in threatening them. What else can they expect? Once the word of God is ignored, then all manner of consequences. Look around. Listen to the news. Read the newspaper. When the word of God is ignored. Wouldn't have to go far this morning to see that. Just walk up the town. Verse 9 is reckoned to believe about widows. Be ladies without male protection. Turned out of their homes. They had pleasant homes to live in. But many of them may be the widows of those they had already slain, the wives of husbands that they have oppressed. The land grabbers are going after the fine houses of those with property and means. Have a thought and try and think about how much of central London is owned by just a very few people. He says, from their children you have taken away my glory forever. And what he's talking about is the inheritance that these children would of course be due to receive. Divesting children of their rightful future. Turning women and children out of their houses. No mercy for the widow and the fatherless. And the Lord calls them, my people. Verse 8, these are my people. Our brothers and sisters who are persecuted today in various countries. They are my people. The same as you and I are. My people. And God expects his people, my people, to be different from those people. These women should have been protected, of course, by the law. And they even sold children into slavery. The Lord, of course, has words for these people. Arise and depart. Judgment is coming. There's no resting place for you. You have polluted the land. And it will bring in a sickening ruin. The land will vomit them out. Prepare for captivity. It's not coming yet. Remember, this prophecy was given in the reign of Hezekiah to Judah. It was going to be some while before Babylon took over. But it will come. And they will have no rest when it comes. They will be driven from the land. You see, guilt gives a person no resting place. Why do people chase after this and chase after that and go for this and go for that? So often it's guilt. Guilt. And these people have destroyed God's law. And they've forfeited their right to the land. And what he's saying is, you must turn from their sin. What does sin lead to? Leads to destruction. Grievous and absolute desolation. How can they expect to rest in a land in which they polluted? Now for us, we are to keep our distance from the world and its ways. We have no continuing city down here. Wherever you live, it's just transitory. You've got somewhere far better and more and ultimately permanent to come. An eternal city above. And these pseudo-prophets, and we've had them, haven't we, are not of the Lord. They are nothing but wind. Indeed, he calls them windbags who utter lies. And sadly, that's the sort of preacher that many people like. People who pretend to walk in the Spirit. And the people drink up their messages. They love to listen to them. They love to listen to false prophets. The cults are big business today. And pseudo-Christian ones as well. The attraction of a lying spirit. You see, they're only interested in what they can get from people. People today don't want a prophet of righteousness. A popular puppet type who goes along with them. They were so weary of true prophets. And they silenced them. But oh, hey, they loved and chased after false prophets. They were so weary of true prophets and silenced them. But oh, how they loved their false prophets and were telling lies to God and the people. We have to beware today of making things too easy and not making people feel bad about themselves. The cross must never be a charade. The cross must never be denied. Isn't it true and is it wonderful that the Lord Jesus Christ paid the price for the salvation of his people once and for all? God's wrath against their sin was laid fully on the Lord Jesus Christ. And those wonderful words at the very end. It is finished. We must never, ever, ever deny the wrath of God against sin. We must never, ever deny eternal punishment in hell. What we must remember and what we must preach the gospel, because it is the wonder of the gospel that takes a sinner who's en route to hell to be one of God's children en route to heaven. Is that you this morning? Are you still on a road that's leading you to hell? Or have you then met Christ and he's changed you and you're now en route to heaven? Well, I trust all of us will be on that narrow road that leads to glory. And that none of us will stay on that broad road that leads to hell and destruction. Well, may the Lord bless his word to us.